Today in Toronto, the start of the 2019 Toronto International Film Festival. Here to talk about it, Peter Howell. He's the film critic for the Toronto Star. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, sir.
What are you looking forward to? And I know you have seen some of these in advance, so what would you recommend?
Last night I saw an advanced screening of Judy. It stars Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland.
Mm.
And it has to do with the last few weeks of her life where she was in pretty bad state, 1969. Mostly takes place in England, London, England, where she was doing basically trying to reinvent herself as, I guess, as a cabaret singer or sort of her last hurrah. Tremendous performance. She's obviously going to be nominated for an Oscar and all other awards. The film itself is a little thin. Probably the best analogy is something like Bohemian Rhapsody, where Rami Malek, you know, really killed it as Freddie Mercury. Mm-hmm. But you know, the story itself was a little light, but tremendous performance.
I'm sure, as a film critic, there are times where you see films that you find to be cynical. What about the overall, though, these entries into the film festival year in and year out? What are your just general thoughts about those particular films?
Well, I always tell people that a film festival is not like when you normally go to your multiplex, and a lot of times I guess you're looking for a feel-good story. A film festival is just challenging you. So it's going to show you stuff. A lot of times it's not, might not be pleasant, probably won't have a happy ending in many cases. And it's designed to make you think. That's the primary I guess the mission of a film festival. So I don't think there's too much cynicism. I think that you might see a film that has like a satirical vein. Like there's one that people are very excited about called Jojo Rabbit.
Hmm.
It's by Taika Waititi, this amazing guy, director from New Zealand. He did Thor Ragnarok. He's the hot director right now. And he plays Hitler. And it's set during World War II. And Hitler plays the imaginary friend of, I guess, a young Nazi in training, and it's called an anti-hate satire.
It's interesting because you just mentioned an international filmmaker, and I'm kind of curious, for somebody who sees films, and of course this is an international film festival, where are the best films being made today, or are they just spread out so much that it's really hard to pinpoint that?
Yeah, that is an excellent question. I don't think at this point there's any one country where you could say, you remember how in the 80s, how Australia had all these amazing films? They're small films, but sort of Mel Gibson came out of that whole thing. I don't know if there's any particular country right now that's sort of knocking it out of the park, but it's a very strong year. There's a lot of really good films from all over the world. I mean, one of the films that's coming to Toronto is called Parasite. It's by Jong Boon-ho, who normally does sort of genre kind of movies. This one is about, it's like a class struggle story, but it's also a thriller. It's about a poor but very wily family in South Korea that managed to move into the lives of a rich family. And I have seen this one. It won the Palme d'Or at Cannes back in May.
For somebody in Buffalo who's hearing us talk about this morning, maybe just a quick note or two about how to approach attending the Toronto International Film Festival.
If you haven't already got tickets, they do have single tickets for sale. Go to tiff.net, TIFF.net. They will have a list of all of the available movies. If you don't mind me doing a shout-out for myself, Twitter handle is at Peter Howell Film. I have a feature called Chasing the Buzz. It's right at the top of my thing, and it's the insider's list of movies to see at TIFF. Check that out. And also, they have a very good success with the rush seating. So even though a movie is supposedly sold out, if you're in about the first 100 people in the rest line, you have a very good chance of getting in. You can buy a ticket on the spot.
Peter Howell, I really appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you.